Alles nur wir werden gleich. My mum, my stepmum, they can't go ring up my dad, you know. But my mum and my stepmum can't go ring up my dad and talk to him. They can't see him. At least we're still there. So you gotta look at it. Two meeting friends died last week, so she had a double funeral tomorrow. Two cousins. Died in a car crash on the motorway. Went to see Bridget Bannon last week. Killed me. I'm getting that out of me. I don't even mind it. The people seem to forget everything just because I'm buried under him. That's it. That's alright now. But it ain't. When they've got funerals going to and talking about it, funerals like, what's wrong with it, and this man died this way, this one died the other way, and nothing at all. Shut up, man, I don't know. Darling, I finally started crying today. Mia, we're talking, me and Misha to get a drink to come back, and that's a 9 nights business, isn't it?
What?
9 nights.
Bruh. Oh, 9 months.
9 nights. When someone dies, everyone goes on house for like 9 nights up to the funeral or some shit like that. Oh, well, they show that called 9 nights. We're all going up there. Got two cars packed with people going up there. This one's the same way as me, show. No, I need it. I thought, really, I thought to get away from it. Because I keep remembering that on the day, the night before we buried my dad. You know what I mean? I thought, I can't get it out of my head. I was sitting in the car and like Richard Dad was talking about it and Misha was talking about it. I was sitting there and I thought, oh God. Oh, I said to Misha, come on, I stopped talking about it, please. So I'm fucking, my throat was getting hard and I thought it was going to burst into tears any minute.
People is by resonances. For example, some parts of the radio frequency spectrum are resonant with the human body. Now, you know, we only really found out about that in the middle of the 1980s, and that the standards for exposure were suddenly and quickly changed as people realized that you could actually resonate a human body, which is about 6 foot long, depending on the resonant frequency of the wave, and an RF wave can be 6 foot long. And the way that works is that the wavelength is always related to the frequency of the radio wave. And so if you know the wavelength, you know the frequency. And the wavelength which resonates or shakes something is always the same as its wavelength. So we can work out which the resonant frequencies, for example, would resonate the human skull. And we found that by some unfortunate mischance, the frequency range we have chosen for mobile phones is precisely the same frequency which resonates the human skull. And that is going to lead to a great deal of research, I think, as people wonder whether these mobile phones are harmful or not. Now, Way back in 1924, there was a man called Albert Abrams who suggested and used the idea that radio frequencies could be used to diagnose illness and even to create illness or even to cure illness. And he is the original inventor of what was called the black box. Now, nobody really believed him in the medical fraternity. And he died, although he was a very brilliant man, and he died in somewhat ignominious circumstances. But the president of the Royal Society of Medicine at that time, in 1924, said the most remarkable statement. He said, "There will come a time when every important person will carry around with them a portable cordless telephone. And in that day, on that day, then everyone will begin to realize the importance of Albert Abrams and his work."
Setting up an infection.
No, it wasn't an infection at all. What it was because it was dispensing the hormone right up against the skin.
Oh, right.
The skin was reacting to it.
Yeah.
So they think that's what it was. They still don't really know. But so they took the ring away, and then I had to go every week and have it examined and all the rest. And I was tested. I've got the most tested fanny in the world.
Have you really? Is it still as beautiful as it used to be?
You're disgusting.
Why are you disgusted?
Because I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No.
Well, I know you don't like it, but it's not there for you. You're an incidental, actually.
I know, right, thank you. you'd have loved it. You could have had it when the day after they swabbed it out with bloody vinegar.
Oh, could I really?
Yeah, you
could have had it with me. I was about to say, you just beat me to that.
Anyway, a couple of stories short, they did every test under the sun and they found absolutely nothing, it was all fine. And it's all gone away, but of course I couldn't go back on it after that, it was the end of my year.
Right.
We have no light.
And that was that, so ever since then
I've got a camera right here at the end of the bedside, right?
Right.
Right. Right. We're sitting here with no light.
Children out of the way, we can have the bedside, you don't have to worry.
Bye.
No.
Right,
I said no.
Where I am, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but obviously, if it's right, it's right. All right?
All right, so I'll put one more in anyway.
Right, you're gonna drop it in?
I'll drop it in first thing in the morning.
All right, nice.
Order.
And put it in an envelope, just in case.
Not there.
Yeah, don't, and put your name on it and everything.
I'll
All right, okay, later, bye.
Why didn't you go on a holiday? And I went, I didn't want to. said, are you going next year? I said, nah. I said, I ain't going to go the year after. I want to go to the States. So what does he say tonight? He goes, yeah, we're going on holiday again next month, and I'm not going to go nowhere next year. We're going to go to the States. They fucking ain't, mate, I tell you. Could you imagine 8 hours in a plane with that cunt? Jesus Christ, man, it'd be a hijack. I'd tell the pilot to turn round. Get rid of that cunt, man. Oh, he's a fucking nutter. All right, then.
All
right, then. Yeah, no doubt. See you later.
my mum. The woman was chatting shit on the phone, and then it goes, there's no more messages behind me, you said your name. And she said, oh, please try that later. Fuck.
What was the message?
The woman says something about the phone. It's got something it says about the phone.
Yeah.
And then she says, this person. And then she goes, this person's got something to say to you. And you say your name. Your name comes up, you say Patrick, let me say. And it says, the answer phone is full. Please try that later. And it just goes off. So. Smashing their hammer with my hook, you know. Yeah.
Christmas. intervals and certain rhythmic phases. So there are a number of possibilities. I think this is like modular, you know?
I'm
beginning to understand.
I think it's
same certain types of intervals, certain types of motifs. But it's free in terms of how that's going to come in. And then he comes, thank you, I think I finally understood something about it. Once again, what we have is few absolutely set things, you know, five strings, a certain number of permutations, but within those permutations, infinite variety.